adventure at Bullion Bend finished, Red Rider is pushing on tonight through the Great Plains country in search of his archenemy, Ace Hanlon. For word has reached Red that Hanlon, defeated in his last attempt at lawlessness, has come in this direction seeking new fields of profit. With his inseparable companion, Little Beaver, the fighting cowboy rides to the top of a ridge and looks down at the scene below.
Oh, oh, thunder. Well, Little Beaver, quite a little town down there.
What you calling that place, Red Rider?
Well, right now it's known as Iron Horse Junction. It wasn't there 2 weeks ago, and it won't be there 2 more weeks.
Ghost town, huh?
No, nothing like that, little partner. You see, the men who live there are building a railroad, pushing it across the plains. Wherever the end of the rails happen to be, that's their hometown.
They get them food there, too, huh, Red Rider?
Yes, and I get the hint all right, too. With all those paddies working on the tracks, they need to have plenty of food.
Where do we go get them supper?
Well, you see that long train that lies along the track down there?
Uh-huh. See them. All lit up like Indian in war paint.
That's right. These traveling towns are pretty wild sometimes when the paddies get going. Well, that's where they eat and sleep, and somewhere along that line we'll find a cook car.
Make them mouthwater.
All right, Little Beaver. We're both tired and hungry after that long ride over the plains. Come on, let's head for the grub. All right, Thunder.
Get him up, Uncle Pooh.
Come on, Thunder. Well, here we are, Little Beaver. Hit it right on the nose. Here's the cook car. Come on. We'll leave the horses here.
Why men make them big talk, Red Rider?
I don't know. They act pretty mad about something, don't they?
All make him circle around one man. He'd tell him something.
Uh-huh. Well, these paddies are always shouting for some reason or other. All right, into the car. Up you go. Well, a lady cook, huh? Good evening, miss.
And a good evening to you, cowboy. What brings you to Iron Horse Junction?
Well, my little partner and I have been riding all day, and our stomachs are beginning to holler for some food. Think you can fix us up?
Food, is it? Now, in the first place, I'm not the cook of this outfit, and
Oh, you're not?
No. My father, Terence O'Grady, owns the food concession here, and I'm his accountant.
I see. Well, think you could rout out the cook for us?
I don't think I could rout out the cook or a waiter or anyone else tonight. They've all quit. But, well, I'll see what I can stir up for you.
Well, now, that's right kind of you, miss.
But don't go expecting anything fancy. You'll be lucky to get anything at all.
Why, what seems to be the trouble? Food scarce?
Scarce isn't the name for it. Hasn't been a freight wagon in here with supplies for a week. And to make matters worse, the buffalo hunters haven't brought back any beef. We're about at our wits' end. Well, I'll see what I can find for you.
Say, miss, could it be that's the reason all those paddies are carrying on outside there?
That's the reason, all right. You know that fella you saw talking to them?
Yes.
That's Jim McCluskey, one of the foremen. He's trying to stir the paddies up to revolt. And if we don't get supplies in another day, he'll do it, sure.
That's bad for a railroad that's just a building.
Come on in here, Bill, so we can talk. Well, we've got visitors, eh?
Howdy, sir. I guess you're Torrance O'Grady?
That's right, sir.
My name's Red Rider, and this is my partner, Little Beaver.
Glad to know you, Rider. And this gentleman here is Bill Bundy. Prairie Bill Bundy. Best buffalo hunter in these parts.
Howdy, Rider.
Well, say, it's a real honor to meet you, Prairie Bill. I didn't think
well,
I'd ever...
I managed to strip. Oh, you're back, Father. And Mr. Bundy.
Yes, Molly, we're back. Bill just came in.
Yeah, and did you...
Same luck again today, Molly. Didn't bring in a single buffalo.
Oh.
Seem to be having your troubles, Mr. O'Grady.
Trouble? Sure, and you don't know what we're up against.
There must be plenty of buffalo herds in these parts, and with a great hunter like Prairie Bill...
Bill could get them if any man could. If there wasn't a deal of dirty work going on.
Dirty work? How's that?
Well, you see, Rider, the Pawnees have been stampeding herd after herd before we could reach them, driving them up north.
Bill could handle them Indians all right, but it's worse than that. They've been put up to it by the white men.
Father's got an idea who's starting all the trouble, but he can't catch them at it.
Yes, that's right. You see, there's a fellow named Ace Hanlon been hanging around.
Ace Hanlon?
That's right. You know the gent?
I certainly do. Might have known if there was some kind of crooked business going on. Hanlon would be in the vicinity.
We stay in here, huh, Red Rider? Catch a Mace Hanlon.
You're right, Little Beaver. If that hombre's in town...
Hey, okay.
Well, what's the matter now, McCluskey?
I hear fellas out there. We built him back without him. We meet again today. That's so?
Well, yes. That's right, McCluskey.
That's all I want to know. Hey, man!
Yeah,
what
buffalo. What are you going to do about it? You want to stay here in this forsaken place and starve? Or will you fight?
Brother, what's going to happen?
They'll wreck the car. We've got to stop those men.
Come on, I'll help. And little Bibber, you stay right where you are.
Don't go outside, Father. Mr. Ryder.
I'll deal with that, Jim McCluskey. He's to blame.
Hey, McCluskey.
Well, what do you want?
Order those men to calm down. Stop this riot.
When that someone came in for want of food, nobody can stop.
You started them. I'm going to knock the living daylight out of you.
O'Grady, look out. He's got a pick handle.
O'Grady! Hey!
Oh! Too late. McCluskey got him. Only one thing to do, Ryder. We got to shoot it out with him.
No way, Bill. Can't do that.
But they'll tear us to ribbons.
Maybe not. Wait. Now, wait a minute, men. Now, quiet. I've got something to say to you.
And who are you, cowboy?
Ryder's the name, since you're interested. Since you're so anxious to fight, McCluskey, maybe you'll be willing to fight with your fist instead of clubs.
I ain't afraid of you, cowboy.
Then I'll give you reason to be. Well, I guess that'll take care of you for a while, Mr. McCluskey. All right, now, men, listen to me. This coyote here has been feeding a lot of lies. He's trying, for reasons of his own or somebody's higher up, to make you quit your jobs building this railroad. Are you going to be taken over by an insignificant sidewinder like him? There isn't any beef tonight, no. But it's not the fault of O'Grady and Prairie Bill. It's the fault of the very people who are stirring you up to revolt. Now, will you men be patient? Eat what there is here. Go back to work in the morning, and we'll see that you get food.
Hey, Ryder! That shot was meant for you.
And a little too close for comfort. Should have been laid in my hat for me.
Whoever it was is riding off over there.
Mr. Ryder, me see him.
What did you see, little beaver?
Man chewed him right up on horse. Here, Mace Hanlon.
Ace Hanlon? So he is here. Come on, little beaver. We're taking off after Hanlon.
Make him hurry.
Here, Thunder. All right, Thunder. Hit that trail.
Come on, Thunder.
I'm certain of it.
Look him, Red Rider. Look him.
What? Oh, yes, I see. Right ahead. Indian camp.
Him Pawnee.
Easy, Thunder. Easy. Must be the tribe that's stampeding the buffalo. I'd like to know what they...
Maybe go talk him chief, huh?
No, that wouldn't work. Maybe if Prairie Bill was here. Say.
What you see him?
That horse. The horse that's tethered a little way from the campfire. Look familiar to you?
That a Mace Hanlon horse.
It sure is. And that means Hanlon's the one who's stirring up these Indians.
Maybe we catch him now, huh?
No, wait. I've got to find out what Hanlon's saying to those Pawnees. Little Beaver, think you can crawl near enough to hear?
Can do him.
All right, go ahead. I'll wait here. And don't take any chances.
Little Beaver, all right.
Now, listen to me, Chief. Listen to what I say. There's another herd of buffalo nearby, understand?
Buffalo... come from north.
That's right. Now, tomorrow you're to stampede them back where they came from.
Oh, no more stampede.
You're going to do as I say. You've done it before and you're going to do it again.
No stampede. Injun, not make them trouble.
Now, look here. You don't want your tribe to starve, do you? Prairie Bill and his hunters will kill off all the buffalo in these parts. You won't have any left for your own food. Now, don't be a fool.
No want them starved, but...
Look, you see this? See what I have in my hand?
Oh, money. Much money.
That's right, much money. Now, there's a man who doesn't want this new railroad to go through. And he's willing to pay to see that it doesn't.
Pay? Injun?
Sure. I pay you money, you stampede buffalo. No food for men building railroad, they quit. See?
Me see.
All right, then. Here's your money. Now, in the morning, your riders will head off the buffalo before they get to the canyons. Turn them back and keep driving them on.
Maybe animal.
No, it wasn't. There's somebody behind those bushes. And it isn't going to be healthy for who?
What in the...
The little Indian kid that travels with Ryder. Get up there, you.
No, hurt him. Me get him lost. See campfire.
Yes, and here, too. Get you back here. Here, chief.
What you got him?
Here, take this this Injun kid and tie him up. Don't let him get away, whatever happens. He heard us. May Kayam. Hey, what's the idea, kid? Stop that howling. Oh. Stop it! Take this little wildcat off my hands, Chief.
No, calm.
Somebody coming.
Oh, reach for the sky.
It's Red Rider. I'm getting out of here.
Little Beaver, I'll get you. Let go of that Indian boy. He's my friend.
You go.
Hold him, Little Beaver. All right, up on the saddle with me.
Be ready. Well, he's sending the guard away.
That's all right. We'll catch up with him soon. Now, hang on. All right, Thunder.
Come on, Thunder.
Return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment. Red Rider, having rescued Little Beaver from the renegade Indian chief, has ridden back to the railroad town of Iron Horse Junction, temporary headquarters of the construction gang. Now seated at the counter, he is in conversation with Prairie Bill, who is beginning to devise a plan for the morning stampede.
So you see, Prairie Bill, there's no question they're going to stampede tomorrow morning. We've got to find some way to stop them.
Well, stopping a buffalo stampede isn't as easy as that, Rider. But maybe there's another way.
What's that?
I know this country around here like a book. And from what Little Beaver heard at the Indian camp, I can tell just about where these bison are grazing.
Yes, Will.
Well, down along the edge of that plain are three box canyons. That means we've got three chances.
Chances to head them off into one of those box canyons,
eh? That's it. We'll keep under cover until those Indians start the stampede. Then we'll ride out near the head of the herd. Where the leaders go, the others will follow
Mr.
if we're lucky.
Mr. Ryder, I didn't know you were back.
I'm back, all right. With some news that may give you the buffalo meat you need.
Oh, sure, and that's wonderful, Mr. Ryder.
Well, we're not sure yet, Molly. But you can pretty nearly bet you can feed your paddies proper tomorrow, thanks to the help of Red Ryder.
You'll never know what you're doing for us, Mr. Ryder.
Don't let's worry about that now, ma'am. Right now, if you can find us a place to lie down, though, we'd better get a little rest.
Why, of course.
We get them sleep, then ride them.
Not you, Little Beaver. I can't let you get mixed up in a stampede like this is going to be. You'll stay here and wait for us.
No going with Red Rider?
No, this is one time I'll have to leave you behind. Good night, Miss Molly. We'll be seeing you tomorrow.
Here we are, Red. We'll just wait here a bit.
There's the buffalo herd over there, all right. The lighter it gets, the more I can see of them.
Now, you see over there the canyons I spoke about?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. One, two, three of them.
Stampeding the north as they must, they'll come right close to the mouth of those canyons. Now, we can turn them into the first, well and good. If we can't, there's still two more.
Hold on. Look at that. Isn't the herd starting to move?
Oh, by golly, it is. And if I'm not wrong, I see some of those Pawnees over yonder starting to stampede.
Then we'd better be ready.
Now, mind you, Red Rider, this is going to be no easy matter. Once you get mixed up in that herd, chances are you'll be trampled underfoot.
I know. That's a chance we have to take.
Now, here they come. Watch for the leaders of the herd.
Think of all that buffalo meat they're driving off. We've got to stop them, Bill.
Well, if it's possible, we will. I'll get ready. All right, ready, men. Head them for the first box canyon. Drive in all you can.
They're heading away.
Come on, Thunder. Ride out. Come on.
Don't get so close to that herd.
They won't turn.
Can't make them turn into the canyon.
There's still two more ahead. You've got to make one of them.
Get over there, you ornery critters.
Fred, look out!
What if it missed this one too, Bill?
Can't turn them off. We've got one more chance. It's got to work or we'll lose.
I'm going to ride up ahead of the herd. It's the only way.
Take it easy. They'll trample you.
Have your men follow me.
We've got to do it this time. Come on, come on.
Ryder! Red Ryder! Where are you?
Here I am, Bill.
I lost sight of you in this cloud of dust they're kicking up. I'd like to have gone down.
They almost got me once, but I managed to ride off in time.
You did a good job there, Red Ryder. That took a lot of nerve to do what you did.
It's worth it as long as we won. Say, no other way out of that canyon, is there?
No, it's a perfect box. And now I'll get my skinners busy. We'll have plenty of meat to take back to that railroad camp.
And it'll be right welcome, too, I reckon. I wonder what Ace Hammond will think of that.
What's the meaning of this? Those bison are all heading into the canyon over there. The Indians had orders to stampede them north.
Well, they was heading that way all right until some hunters rode in and drove them back.
What hunters?
Well, Prairie Bill was one of them, and the other one that seemed to be doing some right fancy riding was wearing a red shirt.
Red Ryder.
Who?
Red Ryder, that's who it was. They'll get plenty of beef now, and those patties will go on working.
Well, it's too late to do anything about it now, Mr. Hammond.
Too late? No, it isn't. O'Grady don't know they got their beef, and the Paddies don't know it. By the time they get back to Iron Horse Junction, there won't be any such place.
Here, what are you going to do?
I'm going to pound the dirt into that railroad camp as fast as this cayuse will carry me. And when I get through, there won't be a Paddy that'll stay in these parts. McCluskey!
Hey,
Jim McCluskey!
I'm in! Hello, Mr. Hammond. I didn't expect to see you back here today.
Now, listen to me, McCluskey, and listen fast.
Yeah?
The stampede went wrong.
Went wrong? But I thought you had them ponies all fixed.
Of course I had them fixed. But along comes Red Ryder with Prairie Bill. And they went and stampeded the herd into a box canyon.
Yeah.
A few hours from now, they'll be in here with beef enough to keep this camp for weeks.
Oh, then we're sunk, huh?
Sunk nothing. Old Jonathan Ripley paid us good money for keeping this railroad from going through, hasn't he?
Why, sure, but he...
Well, we can still do it.
But how?
Come on with me. I'm going to speak to these paddies myself this time. And when I get through, nobody's going to want to stay here.
All right, Mr. Hammond, but I don't see
why... Your job ain't to see. Just take orders and follow my lead, you'll be okay. Now wait,
huh?
Men! Listen to me, men!
Quiet down, quiet.
Men! I've just come from the buffalo camp back there on the plains.
Yes.
I watched the hunters try to get buffalo meat enough to feed you, and I saw them fail. Now, I've got your interest at heart, men. I know this country better than you do. If you stay here, you'll starve. You want to do that?
No,
of course you don't. You want to get back where you can at least fill your aching stomachs. So why don't you do it? Why don't you take over this train here and run it back someplace where you won't die like dogs?
Now, wait a minute, Hanlon. We'll get food for the men. Don't worry about that.
Oh, you think so, Grady? Well, I know different. Now, get out while you can, men. Get out.
Father, what is it? What's happened?
Oh, it's that Hanlon. He's stirring the paddies up to take over the train and head back.
But what can we do?
Drew, there's nothing we can do, Molly. If they go through with this, they'll make us prisoners, probably.
Little Beaver fix them.
Little Beaver? Where did you come from, and what can you do?
Hear him from cook car. Men take him train back. I get him help, so train stay here.
Help? What do you mean? What can you do?
Me get him Red Ryder. He fix them. You fetch him.
But Red Ryder left you with us, and you're not to be doing
Maybe
it.
Maybe train start, but Red Ryder start and just say, me get him Red Ryder to help.
Looks like a good day's work. The way your skinners have been working, we'll have plenty of meat to take back to the railroad camp.
And lots more after that, too, Red. I'll post a guard at the mouth of this canyon, and we'll keep the rest of the buffalo here till we want them.
I guess that'll fix Mr. Ace Hanlon and his scheme.
Sure will. Even if that ornery polecat is being paid off by the president of this rival line as you suspect, you can't argue those patties out of some good fresh meat.
Bill, wait. Who's this? What's Little Beaver?
What evening, kid. Looks like he's in a hurry, too.
He sure is. Little Beaver, what the world?
Red Ryder, you come quick. Help Mr. O'Grady and Miss Molly. Train going back. Nothing left.
Now, wait a minute, Little Beaver. What are you trying to say? You mean the work train at Iron Horse Junction has gone back?
Go back. Ace Hammond tell him you no get buffalo meat. They hit him back, but with big choo-choo.
What about O'Grady and Miss Molly? Are they all right?
No, savvy. They tie up in cook car.
So that's Hanlon's game, is it? Oh, Bill.
Oh, yeah, Red.
You get that meat together and have your boys bring it down the line until you see the train. I'll ride on ahead and try to stop them.
No, but look here, Red. You can't stop that train all by yourself.
Remember what you said about those buffalo? Head off the leader and you've got the whole herd. That's what I'm going to do. Now come as fast as you can. We'll be ready for you. All right, Thunder. Hit that trail. Come on, Thunder. I'm aiming to get up even with that locomotive, Little Beaver. I reckon that's where I'll find Mr. Ace Hanlon. And he's the lead bison in this outfit right now.
Almost make them.
You stay back, Little Beaver. Liable to be some fireworks.
You be careful.
Sure, I'll be careful. Careful to take care of Hanlon. Lucky I caught up with the train on this train. Had to slow down. Now, Little Beaver, take Thunder when I get on this train. Now I can make it.
Right. What are you trying to do here?
Looking for you, Hanlon. And I'm going to...
You won't get me!
I'm going to get this train stopped. Somewhere. There. Now for Hanlon.
Look, Ryder. He's Hanlon back there. Get him on horse on flat car.
I see him, Little Beaver. Hold it, Hanlon. I haven't finished with you.
Look, Ryder, you're going to get it.
Better draw faster than that, Hanlon.
He jumped him off, Red Rider. You shoot him.
No, there are other ways of getting Hanlon than by shooting. Got to get down to this cook car and see about Mr. O'Grady and Molly.
Red Rider.
Rider, how did you know? Untie us, will you?
Sure. Feels like you were taken for a ride and not by choice. Here, wait a minute. There. There, you're free now, Molly.
Oh, sure, and it was awful, Red Rider. Why, those men...
I know. Now, you, Mr. O'Grady. There. All right? Yeah.
Well, Ryder, I thought you'd take a hand, huh?
Suppose I did. You got something to say about it, McCluskey?
Yeah, I got something to say about it. And an old score to even...
What's that? Who's outside there?
That's something Mr. McCluskey is going to be very disappointed to see, Miss Molly. If he can get up and see.
I'll catch you for this, Ryder.
I don't think you will, McCluskey. Because there's a law in this part of the country about inciting a riot. And I think we'll make use of that law.
Miss Molly, here... Oh, there you are, Red.
Well, it's Fairy Bill. How'd you happen to be here, Bill?
I just wanted to bring your order of buffalo beef, O'Grady. A few hundred pounds for today and more where that came from. And you can give part of your thanks to Red Rider.
Oh, Mr. Rider, you helped save some of the buffalo.
Well, that was nothing, Miss Molly.
Red Rider, he's handling gold. No time to lose.
Say, that's right. I've got a job to do. See you later, folks.
Say, wait a minute, Rider.
No time now. Enjoy that beef. How about it, Little Beaver? Feel like hitting the trail of Ace Hanlon again?
You betcha.
All right, then. What are we waiting for? Go, Thunder. Hit that trail. Come on, Thunder.
Ace Hanlon has been lucky enough to escape from the vengeance of Red Rider so far, but it's a pretty good bet that these two will meet again. And then it may be another story. Leaving the railroad construction work going along smoothly, Red Rider and Little Beaver start out to break up one of the greatest rustling schemes the West has ever known, down in the famous roaring Pecos Valley. Join them again for another thrilling adventure.